When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy, happy Monday. I hope you've had an amazing, restful weekend so far and that you feel ready to go and excited for this week ahead. Monday for me is my favorite day of the week. I know it's not for everyone, but I really think we should approach Mondays as this fresh, blank page, you know, total clean slate. Even if last week was a little bit challenging, you have a new week ahead right now with lots of opportunities for shifts and change and transformation to take place if that's something that you're looking for in your life. So I hope you've had a morning so far or the day so far that has been really nourishing for both your heart, your mind, your soul, and for your body. The body is what we are going to dive really deeply into this week. We are going to set an intention this week around getting really present in the body. I wanted an intention this week around meeting our own needs and getting really, really, really in tune with what we actually need all throughout the day. And the way to get to that place, the way to meet our own needs, is to first of all figure out what they are. For many of us, our lives move so quickly that we don't really have the opportunity in a day to slow down enough so that we can find out, well, actually, what is it that I need right now? Oftentimes we reach for things out of habit or out of this idea we have in our minds of what we should be needing or what we should feel good from, when actually the only way to really find out, and not just any given week, but any given day and any given moment of the day, is to close our eyes, place our hands to our hearts, and check in with the body. So that is our intention for this week, to have that practice of checking in again and again and again, getting really present in the body, living from the body, coming back to every kind of practice that makes us feel embodied, that drops us right back into ourselves so that we can figure out our needs and meet them from there. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotika. Symbiotika is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotika sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotika supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotika sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotika.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So the intention this week, it's pretty simple, but it's really going to require you to stay present and to come back to the practices that help you get there. This week, I will let my body lead the way. This week, I will let my body lead the way. Your body is such an intelligent being. It is really miraculous, actually, how intensely and intently our bodies speak to us all throughout the day. So if you're ever having a challenging moment or you're trying to figure out, what do I actually need here? My mind is telling me one thing, but my body is telling me something else. You can always trust your body when it speaks to you. And the body might speak to us in different ways. You know, the body might speak to us through emotion, through feeling that takes place in different ways in the body. Sometimes the body speaks to us through energy, through tiredness, through exhaustion. The body can speak to us through pain, through discomfort, and hopefully not, but also sometimes through disease, right? Disease. When we don't feel at ease in the body, with time, the body starts to cultivate disease as a way for us to really tune in, come back home, and recalibrate, make those shifts in our life that we actually need to make to feel good. So this week, I will let my body lead the way. What are a couple of things that you know help you come back home to you? I want you to make a really clear, actionable plan so that you can have the time that you need every day to do the practices that make it easy for you to be present in the body. So it's not so much about setting that abstract intention around, you know, letting the body guide the way and then forgetting about it come Wednesday, but actually planning for that right now. You need to have those touch points all throughout the day. How about something in the morning, something in the middle of the day, and something in the evening? Those practices that bring you back home to you. So you have those touch points all throughout the day to get present. Schedule it into your day-to-day the way you would schedule in a meeting or something that you do in terms of work or something that you do around the house. Do this as well. You know, make it a priority so that you actually can get into that flow of just being more present in the body. And that way, when the body speaks to you, you will be able to listen and you will actually be able to meet your own needs. So letting the body guide the way. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. I hope you stay really in tune and in touch with the body, and that by the end of the week, you feel really, really good. Thank you so much for setting this intention with me. I'm setting this intention right along with you every single week. So if you want to stay tuned a little bit more with how I practice, you can follow me on Instagram at Yoga Girl if you want. I'll be sharing throughout the week just a couple of the practices that I do every single day so that I can let my body guide the way. Thank you so much. Have a really good rest of the day. I'll see you tomorrow.